Welcome back to Doctor Who Timey-Wimey Adventures, where anything can happen and anything will happen. Last time we left off, we had to deal with the Titanic and the meddling monk. And Alistair almost got us to crash the ship, but fortunately, it crashed itself. And now you're all back in the TARDIS. What do you do?
I'm probably just fixing some sort of circuit or doing maintenance on the TARDIS.
Okay, what's King Knight doing?
Assisting the doctor, of course.
So what kind of stuff are you trying to fix?
Just making sure that everything is, like, you know, just make sure everything's good to go because of, like, everything that happened last adventure.
I understand. You actually want to go ahead and describe what your TARDIS would look like?
I was thinking
He's working on the chameleon circuit, obviously.
maybe something like the Fugitive Doctor's console.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah. Well,
I like that.
Me too. Alright, when you're inside your TARDIS sector, as you're working on set, you're also going to hear meep, 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 meep from one of the monitors.
I'm gonna hop up, probably like on the ground working on something, so I'll probably hop up and see what it is.
The TARDIS notifications there say, you have an emergency call from a friend of yours.
Friend of mine? I don't have any friends. I look down at
him. You want to see what the name is on the message I'm in? It's on the main message.
Sure.
Oh, what the picture you sent there. That's perfect.
And that's beautiful.
It is beautiful. The name you'll be familiar with, you'll recognize the name as a hero friend of yours named Marius, the one who created Hainan, and he said, it to me now, year 4999, and as the set date and time you're watching me at.
So it's the guy that created K-9.
Yeah, he wants your help.
He needs my help. Okay. I'm like, K-9!
Yes, master?
Fancy, catching up with your maker?
Negative.
Looks like he might be able to help.
Alistair has entered the room, by the way, soaking wet from cleaning the pool.
Yeah.
Did you find what Nessie left behind?
Nessie wanted to play.
Funny. Alright, so Doctor, what do you do, or what does anyone else do right now?
I think I look at Alistair and I'm like, look, when I said clean the pool, you know, I was just joking. You didn't really have to go clean the pool, but it's good that you did.
Well, it was either that or stand here and watch you mess with stuff all day, and I get bored easily.
I kind of look at him like, this isn't my blood. I tell him, looks like we're going to have to visit an old friend of mine, Professor Marius.
One of the only ones that hasn't tried to kill you yet?
What?
Negative.
I don't know what he wants, but it sounds like he's in urgent trouble. So, I'm going to lock onto the coordinates and take us for a spin.
Sounds wonderful. Can you start doing it? Let me have your...
I will aid you, Master.
Well, thank you.
Give me one minute.
Okay.
Let's pull up the right information.
That's under Vortex, right? Which gives you like a plus two to TARDIS tinkering.
Yeah.
Yeah, you use Vortex, and I will have you go with, transport, and, coordination.
Ooh. I got a 12. I didn't roll very well.
That will be...
Wait, aren't you rolling 2d6? Oh, 12 total.
That will be, his, yes. But, yes, you make it there, but you are going to be about an hour late.
Oh.
Does that work?
Sure.
Alright, let me know when you're ready to open the doors and see what's out there.
Alright, I'm going to hit the scanner first and see what we see outside.
What you see outside is you are on a Moon Hulk Titan, and you can tell from the scanner when the scanner is pretty obvious from the scanner that it's been recently terraformed. Because it has an atmosphere. And you see quite a few hot boxes in the immediate vicinity. And they look like pretty much futuristic technology. Like there are all these great buildings, but there's also these multi-colored pipes running along the buildings. And there's Professor Meredith actually accessing one of the doors. And it's what he is night door for each week tonight rules. Open like that, and then he steps right out, and he's waving at the TARDIS.
He what's at the TARDIS?
He waves at the TARDIS, and says, get out here.
I, turn off the scanner and, see if everybody wants to head on out.
We're not gonna find out anything standing here, and something tells me he's not baking us cookies.
Well, he might be making us at hang on. That's a bad joke.
Like, having such a pessimistic view. Maybe there are good people in the world.
Inconclusive.
All right.
I open the doors and walk on out.
Professor Marius says, and says, "What's that, doctor?" I says, "In her face." Well, doctor. This might be complicated, but we have been meeting each other in slightly the wrong order. Maybe one day I'm going to pretend not to even know you. That might be hilarious.
I smile. Professor Meredith, it's good to see you again.
He's going to say, it's good to see you again, even though this isn't the first time you met me. Well, technically, you haven't met me for the first time yet, but I met you for the first time. It's complicated.
I trust you know K-9, and this is my assistant, Alistair.
He's a what K-9 said. Is that a fully complete K-9 model? I was just finishing up my prototype today. Like, it's not completely finished, but I still need to add some more submachines, but I have a prototype.
Oh, wow. I mean, if you want, you can, if K-9 allow you, you can probably take a look at it.
Yes, and we do have a slight problem that I want to talk to you about. How about I like, take you over to my prototype K-9? And the complication is there's someone I think you need to talk to. Because it's complicated, trust me. It's better if you come with me and you'll find out. And then he's gonna look at K-9 and say, what a good boy.
Affirmative.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
And Marius is going to say, I agree, affirmative. And then he's just trying to wait for the round doors that swing apart. And the round doors are like all red, but then there's like a last section in the middle too, so you can see. And the hallway kind of looks like an original series hallway like on the Enterprise. What the hallway is kind of look like, in case you're wondering. Okay.
Kind of bare.
What?
Kind of bare. Like, not a lot of
stuff.
Yeah,
there's a bunch of red pipes and occasionally some blue pipes.
Yeah.
And then on the walls, there's a bunch of offenders. You're going to see a lot of different computer panels. So, that and Next Generation.
At least if we get bored, we can play Red Light, or Red Pipe, Blue Pipe.
You should make it to your facepalm.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anyway. He's trying to wait you down the hallway and to a room to the left. You want to come in? And there is a label to the room in case you want to read it.
What was that last part?
There is a label to the room about it here if you want to read it.
Okay, yeah, I'll read it.
Yeah, what does it
say? Professor Marinus's lab, 01. And then...
Follow in after him.
And that doctor is when... the first thing all what you would notice first is that there's another TARDIS, but then you'll notice next to the TARDIS is actually someone not to recognize, Leela. Leela's the one to say, and who are you supposed to be, Doctor? He's over here. And she met him to the fourth Doctor coming.
I look over and stare and I say, Leela.
She says, you know who I am?
Of course I do. You're standing next to my TARDIS.
And she's, oh, is this another face of yours? I like it.
Well, thank you.
And then she's in a see if the fourth doctor comes in to see what's going on. And remember, you're playing the fourth doctor as well.
Okay.
And the only thing the fourth doctor would know is that he also happens in the hall, so it's kind of complicated that the fourth doctor is answering the same hall.
So is the other doctor still in his TARDIS?
Yeah, he was inside the TARDIS, but he would have heard Leela.
Oh, okay. He would have heard Leela?
Yeah.
Alright. Well, then I'm gonna walk out and go meet myself.
Okay, Leela was just saying, hey, Doctor, there was another version of you here, apparently. I think you might want to talk to him.
Alright. Walk on, like, poke my head out the door with my scarf around my neck and be like, well, hello there. It's me. I mean, it's you. Step on out of the TARDIS. I probably got my scarf and that long brown coat that he wore when he first met Leela. And we're both kind of looking at each other, I guess. Dumbfounded. And the fourth doctor looks over at Alistair and K-9. Well, I don't think we've met. I walk over. Oh, K-9! Oh, yeah. What a dog. Bend down to pet him on the head.
That's around the... Sorry. That's around the time Leela says, wait. Alert, K-9, she might instant to the TARDIS. You want to have over here? There's another K-9. There's a K-9 probably with me in the fourth doctor right now.
The fourth doctor looks at both of them like, well, I'm sure you both have got a lot to bark about.
Affirmative.
I look at Alistair. Pull out a bag of jelly babies and be like, would you like a jelly baby?
Ooh, red one. Not red. Green one. My favorite.
I put it back in my pocket before you can get it. Well, you can't have any. They're mine.
You know, you get older, but you never get smarter.
I take it back out.
When you went to the White House and say, doctor? What about a little hitchhiker friend? That weird girl who enters our TARDIS, the one a ride or something? Should I call for her and see if she knows anything?
Go ahead.
And she's gonna say, hey, he's over here. And then, knowing it's doctor, I'm talking to, well, the current doctor. You and Alistair should know who you're looking at, for the hitchhiker is no one other than River Song, and she's the one at her doctor say, well, hello, sweetie.
My doctor kind of, my regular doctor just kind of like, his eyes grow big, and he's like, well, I haven't seen you for a while.
New face, I like it.
Well, thank you. You know, and they do get better with age. I look over at the Tom Baker doctor.
Oh, they most certainly do. I would know from experience you mean a bit older.
Yes, I should be on my, I don't know, we'll say like his 20th regeneration.
She's gonna say, spoilers. Unfortunately, and then she's gonna go over to Alistair and say, and I know who you are. Alistair, you all grown up.
Well, yeah.
And then she's gonna smile, pat his head, and what Doctor is saying, Doctor, you and I need to have a little chat about things. There is something you should, you need to tell him, did you? You never told Alistair what happened. It's Hoffman hinted that I know about the library. I'm right in there. And we need somewhere private for us to talk with Alistair and maybe your pain night to live.
What did you say?
Oh, you didn't catch any of that?
What was the last bit that you said?
She's gonna say, hey, Night Hubbard, she wants to talk to your current doctor, Alistair, and the current Hey Night, went in a private area.
Okay. I think we can do that, my doctor says.
Marius is gonna say, oh, there's a room over to the right. The others are there in some proof. And we need it.
He nods.
And members are leading the way back to the men. So, Doctor, you're probably wondering how I know something that you don't think I should know.
Yes.
It's a very complicated explanation. Short story, after I will. Well, you never told Alistair in you. I want you to tell Alistair what happened. I know what happened. Tell him.
Are you talking about, like, at the library and...
Yes, I'm post-library in the manner of speaking. So it's not a spoiler for me. I remember what you did, putting me inside the library, the same part of me.
So there was a... the first time I met your mother was the last time that she met me. Well, until recently. Being a friend of mine, popped into this library, and your mother was on an expedition with a couple of other people, and we fought the Vash Narada, and toward the end of our adventure, it came down to the only way that I could save your mother's life was to take all of her memory and imported into the library's archive, therefore keeping her there for all time. So I thought.
You know, I never did like libraries. They get really mad when they don't return books.
Ever to roll her eyes and say, but aren't you always reading them? You know, I have shit in them.
Well, that's the only place you went in and he can't find me.
And she said, Doctor, hello, sweetie. You're probably wondering how I'm here. Is that right?
What did you say again? I'm sorry.
Remember Sansa said, now, sweetie, I think it's time you find out how I'm still alive. I think that's something you would really like to know.
Yes.
So, technically it came out to life twice. The first time these morons brought me back to life in, like, a new body to try to make me help them, they were a bunch of morons, let me actually finish the story. And then, that part was out here, so let me finish reference. And then she's gonna say, but then, I got brought back to life again, because, the multiversal wars, not sure, the Time Lords, Gallifrey, they're the ones that brought me back, and gave me a new set of regenerations. They're the ones that wanted me to fight in this war, but I didn't exactly cooperate with them the way that they expected. And now, well, here I am.
He's like, that multiversal war was hard on everyone. It nearly destroyed me. I'm wondering now, why is my other self here? And how did you come to know him?
I had no one time travel. I didn't have my time device. So I remember places you mean, so I may have obtained a vessel and went to a specific planet that I knew you'd be on at a specific time and then hitched a ride.
And have you guys found out what the exact problem is that the professor is having?
Yes. So, it started with a war that humans were having. Not the humans fought the sun for the first time ever. Isn't that right, Hinnan?
Affirmative.
Well, it's the first time for everything.
And she's the one who I said, oh.
Affirmative.
And then she's going to look at Hinnan and say, Hinnan, can you hold records of the events that happened in the year 4999 to Earth, and you won't pay information on... Well, it happened a few years before that. You won't pay information on the human Zalat war.
Ooh.
Of course, mistress.
And then... How is Hinnan in the room waiting for mission? Does it mean, like, she's like a hologram, or is it mean, like, from voice?
So, we have two, TARDIS within our reach. Why don't we just have K-9, like, plug into the console and play the information?
You could also use the consoles in the room. There's several computers where you're at, by the way.
Oh, right. You said we were... Well, you said we were, like, in the hallway, like,
No, we were in the computer room, where it's just, like, computers. It's more like, it's more like a lab full of computers.
We'll have, K-9 interface with a nearby, computer to display in a monitor.
Okay, K-9, you will remember that now it's invaded Earth, and that it poisoned the Earth's sun. They were trying to make it, well... you know, supernova, and it poisoned enough, and the humans managed to drive up the galaxies. With help of the, they had the help of the Ice Warriors, because they were also threatening the Ice Warriors, so they made a truce to deal with their common foe. We are Mars and Earth.
Okay, I will relay that information and try to show it on the monitor.
Okay.
Through the documents that I have.
So, remember to what I say. So the thing we're working on right now is a device that uses a few supercomputers that he sends a meme from this planet to the sun. That can repair the poison, repair the damage of the sun. The sun needs to be renewed in a way. But we are afraid that there might be another Zalat incursion trying to prevent it. And as she's going to say, so perhaps it may help the people mission that may happen. Hello, Marius, is that right, Doctor?
Yes.
She said, open the door and say, hey, Professor, come in, we need you. Marius is coming and say, so I assume you are aware of some of the problems, right, Doctor?
Yes.
That is lovely. So I would like to actually show you part of the problem. One of my female scientists, well, she's my superior technically, has... The government thinks she should be uniform with exactly in a one. But she has something that I don't exactly trust that it's better if I show you and see what you think. And you're wondering what her name is. She's kind of a, I'll be honest, she's a bit of a set up woman. She's called Nari Rotime. And she's kind of always agitated, so don't mind her, okay?
No. You say her name was Nari?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then she's going to say, so, follow me. Okay, Doctor, everybody? Will y'all come with me?
Yes.
Sure.
Yep. And she's in another hang nine. And he's the one at another hang nine in the Fort Doctor as they're wanting to say, how about us two? The more the merrier. What could possibly go wrong? Actually, I shouldn't be saying that. Last time I said that, you had to save me, Ed. Anyone have a reaction?
Well, at least nobody's saving him this time.
What?
Oh, Mayor Jazz.
You.
He said, well, at least nobody has to save him this time.
That's a good one. What were you saying, Jess?
No, I was just saying that K-9 would silently follow.
Okay.
The Fourth Doctor is just like, well, this is all... well, this is all rather like a big family reunion.
A very dysfunctional family.
Oh, it'll be more especially, though, when you meet Prototype Hang 9. Prototype Hang 9 is a little bit... let's say... feisty. It has... I don't think I'm in the separate scenes for season yet. And then, but you'll see Prototype Hang 9 when we're going anyway. So, follow me. You all following?
Yeah.
Okay. I would like to state for the record that this entire time, Alistair's been playing with a bouncy ball. And it's Sonic.
I'm not an ass.
Better off you don't know.
Not one that. Anyway. As you're walking through another hallway, you get to your laboratory, and then that is when a ginger woman approaches you. She has very short, curly hair, and she looks right at all of you, and she's gonna say, so what food that hatch right then, or should I say the dog? Name's Nari. What the hell are you doing here in my lab?
See, this is why you don't have any friends.
Right, someone with a smart-ass attitude. Marius, if he really had to write someone in like that, I'm working on important business with our, collaborator.
The Fourth Doctor kind of walks in. He's like, well, your, comrade here, Professor Marius, called me in. I'm the Doctor, by the way. Nice to meet you.
Not sure who?
Well, exactly, I guess. I'm gonna walk over and see what she's looking at. Or what she's doing.
Oh, and we actually don't know what see what she's doing. You'll happen to, not Fourth Doctor, and maybe wants to follow. You happen to go around the corner of the lab, and then you're gonna see something moving. Anyone want to
hit her up? Alistair will follow the Fourth Doctor.
How about, is the Hermit Doctor follow here?
Yeah, I think we all probably follow him.
Okay.
Probably.
So, as you're doing that, you're going to see something quite familiar, roll its way in, and it's going to say, Doctor, we will exterminate your unhappiness. Will you care for some tea? Since the
knowledge. Friend of yours, Dad.
Danger detected.
The two doctors kind of look at him and kind of walk around it. The Fourth Doctor's like, very interesting. I wonder what kind of tea a Dalek would make.
Canine's going to do a scan.
Yeah, right ahead. Roll for it. That would have to be for, I would say, science and ingenuity.
Okay.
What are you trying to find out?
Trying to figure out, like, what the Dalek's intent is. Basically scanning it to see what kind of changes might have been made to it versus, like, a normal Dalek construct.
Alright, go ahead and roll.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 5, 12. So, luckily I got a 17.
You definitely notice something slightly different. There's a hint of a radiation within the Dalek that's not within most Daleks. And it would be a radiation that only comes from the black sun.
And, a black sun.
Yes.
That one.
And if anyone's familiar with that, a black sun is what will screw the meat I'm in.
Alistair's madam.
Of course he is. So he rewrites this information.
Kanan will let Dr. know the master. The Dalek appears to have come into contact with the dark sun.
With the dark sun?
The black sun, I think.
The same
sun. Meet God interrupts him.
I don't, would Kanan be aware of?
I'm saying how he rolls that high, Kanan would definitely be aware. He wouldn't have heard about it. What were you saying?
The fourth doctor, knocks on the dome of a Dalek. It's like, I wonder what your designation is. Tell me, Dalek, what is your purpose?
My purpose is to make things better. I have seen the horror of my ways. Daleks are evil, and their ultimate extermination is inevitable. Daleks are not the supreme masters of the universe. We are the monsters who can't understand anything other than hatred. I have evolved past my hatred. I see a love, compassion. I see regret and sadness. I've seen through the mist of what that said, and I have learned from it.
Yeah, I'm the bloody Queen of England.
You are not the Queen of England. First of all, you're not even human.
So you're all peace, love, and happiness. I walk over to Nerys. Is this your experiment you've been working on?
It's not an experiment, Doctor. It is a Dalek who trained the other Dalek to help us. This Dalek made our victory possible. It might train the other Daleks.
Who do you think you are, Dr. Frankenstein? You think you can just take something, give it some radiation, and say it's alive?
I didn't give it the radiation. Where do you think the Dalek got it from?
Maybe he got bored and wants icing.
As far as I'm aware, this tenth hand of my Dalek was sent to kill the meat, and then he helped her the radiation.
Not too bad you weren't there.
I would rather not be near such radiation. I hear a spirit corruption of your mind.
Your voice is corrupting.
My doctor.
Your attitude is corrupting.
It's one of my better qualities.
My doctor walks over to both of them, and he's like, "Listen to me. There is no good Dalek. No matter what this thing might say to you, no matter what you think you might know about it, this thing is a killer."
Nari say, "There are always exceptions in life. That is one thing I've learned. Nothing is always absolute. And anything can be evil, it can also be good."
You know, you can paint a Nazi white, but he's still a Nazi.
And she said, I say, "Are you making a reference to ancient Earth?"
Well, if you didn't act so much like a Nazi, I wouldn't have to.
She sits to the side and say, "And what will it take for you to know that Dalek is not going to exterminate you all, and that he's actually changed?"
Big Bang 3.0.
So the fourth doctor walks over to Professor Merrick. Is it Maris?
Yeah, Marius. Marius is my frowner right now. He doesn't approve what's going on right now.
Professor, you called me all this way Because you need help with a Dalek that wants to play Tiddlywinks with you?
No, because I believe that Earth is going to be destroyed, that there's a saboteur trying to stop us from sending out that meme that can save the planet Earth. I believe it's a Dalek, but I don't exactly have the authority to do anything. How's that, her having all this power? But I know you don't listen to the authority, and you have nothing to hold you back, so that's why I helped you.
So you have, my doctor looks at you and says, do you have any clues to who this might, about this saboteur, who that could be?
Not currently. No one or supercomputers for it that destroyed. I'm not sure what in it. And I checked it from signs of Zalat lasting. It was not Zalat lasting that in it, as far as I'm aware. But I don't trust Zalat. There is no such thing as Zalat. Whether that scientist who's ahead of me agrees or not.
So that scientist is above him?
Yeah.
And you can't do anything about it?
No.
Clearly they don't have any standards here.
I agree with you, says Marinus.
So you said there was a computer that was destroyed?
Yeah, you don't we have 3 supercomputers, some Mother Me and Return of the Sun. One of them is destroyed. Any other supercomputer type it will take a while. Plus the other two might be in danger.
The fourth doctor looks down at K-9. Well, I think it sounds like a job for you. Won't you go check out that supercomputer, K-9? See if you can pull any information off of it.
Affirmative, Master.
Yeah, I'll sure go with him.
That's okay.
Yes. Mary's is there. And I said, oh, before you go ahead and meet your prototype. And he's going to whistle for the prototype to meet him.
You talking to K-9?
Yeah, there's a prototype hanging in, and you see what the prototype is saying. Hello, Hang-9. How about you follow your other models and assist them when necessary? Good boy.
Primitive.
And then he's going to say the supercomputers are right outside that door, that's outside. You shouldn't be able to miss it. It's connected to a massive satellite dish where the memes that meet you went from.
Alistair, follow K-9 there.
Okay. Are y'all in the follow or you want to split up?
I think it'd probably be a better idea to have that doctor deal with the whole scientist mess thingy.
Perhaps.
Plus two doctors are better than one.
No, I'd say it depends on the doctors.
That is true. That's a good point. Right?
As a number 4 and number 20, you might get up to some shenanigans.
Exactly.
Start arguing over who starts as bigger.
I know. So, what party want you first? The doctor or the Hang-9 Alistair healing what the satellite dish? I'm coming with you, Alistair. You might need that up. Is that what you're having to say?
Well, yeah, somebody's probably going to try to kill me. Or K-9. Or both of us. Right, K-9?
Affirmative.
You are all with boys, River says, as she walks out with Alistair.
Affirmative.
Alright, so, we in outside car first or the doctors first?
Do the doctors first.
Okay. And she's going to me scientists that been looking at the doctors with a little round and saying, so you don't believe me, do you? Who the hell do you think you are interfering? I'm the one in charge of this place. And what research I'm working on is critical to the safety of this planet. And I will not be interrupted. This Dalek is not in the harm of anybody. And it wanted to harm you, you meet Dan already. And you notice that Zalat is like, how it is like, hammer, sit out with his head, what he now, as if it were sad.
Aw, you made it sad.
Does it have a gun for an arm?
You're gonna notice that it does, but part of it, what's why it might be damaged. What?
Makes you feel bad for the Daleks.
Right.
I'm gonna walk over, as the fourth doctor, I'll walk over and look at the damaged gun. How long has this been this way?
Ever since I betrayed the Daleks and I fought them, they damaged me slightly. Doctor, it is painful, meaning the thing I hate. You don't understand what it is to be a monster.
I forgot to mention, before they left as they were walking out, Alistair did say something to the doctor.
What?
He told his doctor that he betrayed the Daleks and how he's still alive.
Yeah.
It's a good question.
It's a good point.
Fourth doctor takes a look at the gun. Does it look like it's been damaged by Dalek fire? Could I tell?
You have to roll for that.
All right, I've got his character sheet here too.
Awesome, you have prepared.
Nope. Would that be like a ingenuity plus
technology?
Technology.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
19.
Oh, you definitely know that it was most likely in the meat Dalek damage, and then when I meet him now with Laster hit it with his weapon.
Okay, so that did happen.
Yes. Doctor, I know there are no such reasons now. It's the only reason I might be dead is because of that black sun radiation. Perhaps when it corrupts someone who is pure of heart, it makes them evil, but when it corrupts someone without a heart, it does the reverse. Is that possible?
Sure, the two doctors kind of look at each other. The doctor would probably think no.
Yeah. Go ahead and think that. I'm not going to say
it. It's like, how do you prove that this, if this Dalek is good or bad?
I know. And that's around the time when you hear an alarm that went off. And then one of the monsters pops up Savannah. I also need both doctors to roll an awareness and I'm going to say knowledge check.
Ingenuity plus knowledge?
No, awareness and knowledge.
Awareness and knowledge.
Well, is that what you think will work for noticing if someone's being stealthy, right? And you're not in possession?
Yeah. Perfect. Like a perception check? Yeah,
perception check.
16. The fourth doctor rolled a 16. And then mine, he got a really good roll.
11. What did you get?
Like 20-something.
Definitely notice that the female scientist is trying to leave.
My doctor looks at her and can I sonic the door shut?
Of course you can try.
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
So, would that be coordination plus technology?
Yes.
16.
The door is locked. The door is locked, and when she tries to get it, she's like, who did lock this door on me? Why are you trying to stop me? What is your problem? I'm just trying to get away from you. You two are annoying me in my way.
My doctor looks at her and he's like, so we have some sort of saboteur on the ship that is preventing the professor from doing what he needs to do. And we conveniently have a supercomputer that is busted. And I have someone here that cares more about a Dalek than they would the human race.
Well, I'm no here much now except for this one. This one is different. You see, I hear much now, it's, I lost my entire family to them. Maybe you should be more open-minded like I am. And then she's going to say, how do you think of what's on the computer? What's that alarm?
Well, we're going to find out, aren't we? My doctor says. Let's find out what the alarm is.
Alarm. Intrusion alert. Dalek fleet is within a range of the solar system.
The fourth doctor's like, they've come to collect the hippie Dalek. My doctor looks at her. A fleet of Daleks coming here. Is it like a whole entire fleet or like just like a ship?
It's 10,000 ships.
I'm going to try to intercom. And I'm going to warn the other group that they need to hurry. We've got Dalek ships on the incoming.
Oh, you're using the intercom, right?
Yeah.
Your instance here is static. It says that not got salmon.
I look at the scientist. This is all very convenient.
And who are you trying to get humans? Me or the Dalek? Maybe you're right. Maybe it is the Dalek that does.
I'm going to scan the Dalek and see if he's transmitted any kind of signal.
Roll for it.
And
I was going to say something first, and that's okay.
Do what?
I was going to let him say something first.
Okay.
This is not of my design. I would never call it that was weak. I don't even want to be it now. And you can find a way. I'd rather be at Haven. I am older now. I used to be one, I think.
Alright, I rolled a 19. My doctor did.
You know, now it has done the signal, but it's not as simple as the Dalek fleet.
It's not what?
Now it has set a signal, but not to the Dalek fleet, as far as you're aware.
I look at it and I'm like, alright, you did send a signal out. Who did you send it to?
The Ice Warriors? Do you have it training with the humans?
If I can't, get a hold of the rest of our group, then we're probably going to have to unsonic the door and then go meet up with them to warn them.
I have warned them for you. I do not operate on this intercom. I have my ways.
Very well, then.
And then, Alistair, where you're at Hangout, you're in the... hear from, like, hey, now I'm actually the one to hear this, actually, from the radio waves, that Dalek is saying that there is a Dalek invasion force, and such as, there is a Dalek invasion force, be careful. What's hey, I say? And it says all three, hey, nine, just so you know.
All of the canines hear it?
Yeah.
Probably, danger imminent. Dalek fleet incoming.
What is Alistair up to say?
I thought this place was too boring.
Right? And then, when you see the computers, hey, nine, you want to look at computers, and you're in a, no incident, they all want damage, all three of them. You want to inspect it.
Yeah, let's see if any of them. I guess see which one is most, I guess, salvageable.
They all look about the same, but if you want to check to see what the problem is, it seems a...
Yeah, let me see.
Technology and ingenuity.
I'm talking to myself, sorry.
Okay.
18, 19.
You're all really high, damn. You'll notice that...
Actually, I got a 5 and a 1, but, ingenuity on K9 starts at a 7 and technology is a 6, so
I know.
You started 13.
You definitely got it. So Hey Knight will notice that the processing power is pretty much gone on these supercomputers, but all the program memory apps is still technically there, and which is being run by another supercomputer each in order to power it back on and save. But you also notice another complication too, hang on. Technically it is powered on, but the beam isn't stopping as a throttler, and you would notice since your high roll so high that if the beam isn't stopped within a reasonable amount of time, that the sun will go supernova just for overexposure.
Well, that's terrifying.
Yeah. So if you overdo it and you have supernova, and you don't do it, it'll still have supernova. If you do it the right amount, then it is healed. Does that make sense?
So, can I pass that knowledge on to the other?
Yes. And you also want Alistair, though?
No, actually, I think I want to keep that from Alistair, because what can Alistair do about it?
Yeah, that's true. So what?
I mean, I guess you let him know, but can we fix the supercomputer so it's operational?
You have an idea how you would do that? Because they all need to have a supercomputer connected to them in order to make them run, and that helps. Like, the supercomputer processor powers in, pretty much. So, you should need to have a new processor.
Connect
them all to K9.
Yeah, that might work.
Yeah, that was one thing that I thought about, but if you want to go that direction, you can.
Canon is the supercomputer.
Yeah, that is true.
We need a supercomputer? He is one.
I actually have multiple ideas on this stuff, and I love that one a lot. That's my favorite one.
let's go for it.
I would use K9 to roll technology and H1C and see if it is stabilized each one. There's only 3 rolls you need to do.
So, I'm rolling technology and then genetic voice?
Yes.
Okay.
We're taking away for 3 different headlines. So there's that prototype, and there's Mark 1 that's probably with Leo, and then there's your Mark 4 that you heard on play.
Whoa, I got max on the first one. Double
six. Nice.
So that's 18. Alright. Let's try the next one. 22?
Yeah, it works. What about the last one?
Ooh, another 9, so another 22.
You're doing really good with this. It works. It's a yes and, by the way, for 2 of them. Lower its intensity a lot faster. So there's less of a risk. And you're going to... I'm going to have us go back to the doctors. Is that right?
Okay.
That sounds good.
Scientist is going to be looking at you all. She sits to the side and say, you know, you're starting to really irritate me, doctors. And Nari sits to the side you and say, so, what do you think is going on? Have you worked it out yet? Could Hey Nine have what you... Contact and rewind information, perhaps, on what they found out?
Yeah, can I use, like, the relay it used to contact me?
Yeah, same relay, it's fine. Just run.
Something that's not technology and ingenuity.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say knowledge and coordination to make sure you aim it in the right direction.
Okay. All right. Oh, coordination and knowledge?
Yeah.
Yeah, 15. Oh, I got a 15 on it.
That is just a solid yes. Not a yes but not a yes and.
Good enough for me.
Yeah. And you're in a notes now, doctor. Relay information. It's going to say that Hey Knight are connected to the supercomputers. somebody has sabotaged the supercomputers. Perhaps you would like me to show the computer footage of who might have interfered?
Yes, put it on screen.
It's on screen, and you can see that the interferer was no one other than Nari, where she sat with her computers.
got caught with your hand in the cookie jar, eh?
Fourth Doctor walks over and like,
so, you're working with the Dalek?
No, that's not what you think. I am not working with that with you any actual imbeciles. And she said, sigh, and say, oh, doctors, I thought I made it so obvious, but you didn't even get the hints. Shows me just how superior and minutiae we are.
Then why sabotage the computers?
I had to. Supers, what one supernova, as humans might say. I am limited to Alex, and I get my revenge. You, Doctor, I shall have a vengeance that Zalitz is ruining everything. You don't realize it, but my name is an anagram the entire time. I will have my revenge against you. My entire family died in Arcadia in the goddamn time war. That Zalitz and you pay the ultimate price, for my name is Narami.
Both doctors kind of look at each other.
Is she near a computer?
there's computers everywhere in the room.
Yeah, I was saving this for when he got back, but he left something behind when he left.
What was it?
He left his Sonic Bouncy Ball, the Scissor Gun, computer.
If it does anything, that will be a story point for that to work.
I plan on using one. You're gonna hate what he's gonna use it for.
What?
He's gonna use it. Basically, what I want to happen is there a way for her to be recorded and it gets sent to the Daleks, but everybody else also hears it?
Oh my God.
He's not as dumb as he looks.
Yeah, it should be a bad idea. Oh my God, you really want to hear that?
Well, I brought it up, didn't I?
Oh, hey, I'm gonna say you wait all like that. I'm not gonna make you roll, you're just not gonna spend 3 story points.
Okay, done. Take them.
That is expensive. Well, I mean, expensive, but you're trying to do there.
I don't care, Shirani, so it's worth it.
You're really an asshole, just kidding. And then the Ronnie's gonna look at the doctor and say, so you in this hearing out, is you, doctor? Who I really am. Shows how smart you are.
It's been a long time. I guess we were too busy trying to figure out this Dalek that I didn't realize it was you.
Yeah,
now that I know that he left his sonic ball in the room, I'm going to have the fourth doctor check his pockets to see if he has 2 pairs of the things you put in your earplugs.
Oh, earplugs?
This idea just keeps getting better.
I love that.
What was that? I'm sorry?
I love that. It's amazing.
That's why you never put a bunch of nerds in the same room.
Yeah. And the brothers there say, so, what do you think you're going to stop me? I'm already one. That's how what's me in, and you will pay the price by losing the people you care about, the humans. That's how what's in you show everything for me.
So my doctor looks at her like he's pissed off because he feels like she's won. But the fourth doctor, if he finds the earplugs.
You have to use that pot hit ability. What's it called again?
Alright.
Sorcerer's pot.
Sorcerer's pot. Yeah, use it.
He puts one pair of the earplugs in the other doctor's hands. He's like, you might want to put those on. And takes his sonic screwdriver and sonics the ball and make it so loud that it hopefully it can make her pass out.
I'm going to roll to see if she can pass out in 1 second.
Okay.
Question! Yeah. Can Alistair and them hear this?
You would hear it from outside and wouldn't be enough to hurt you.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
Also, is that what I transmitted the conversation to hang on the whole time? And your mom have said something for it before and like went off first? Right before the noise went off, she went up, and said, you know, there actually is a miracle, like that, so it means that good, Alex, but I don't want this Alex to exist, and there's no such thing as it, Alex. They destroyed everything I knew. I would not allow any of them to survive. My experiment today is to find a way to exterminate all Daleks.
That's what wrong.
And then time noise was off.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, and then I'm going to roll to see what happens to her. Well, she wrote very poorly, but I'm going to say that she's a time worm, and so she's struggling to try not to pass out, and she's wearing it off, she says, turn that off, and she's kind of, she's basically prone.
She's prone?
Pretty much.
I don't want to hit her.
He could give her kind of like a Vulcan nerve pinch.
Yeah, I'll try that. Like, try to...
I roll.
That like,
you want to just fire up, like, some
dust
or something?
Fighting.
Strength and fighting?
Yeah.
It was 12.
You need at least one more number to pass, so that's going to be, that's just going to be a no. You want to use the story point and make it just a yes, but...
Yeah, I'll use a story point.
Okay, that'll be a yes, but for the butt part, she's going, the real one's going to try to do is she's going to try to shoot the Dalek at the same time before she gets knocked out because she's angry. So I'm going to roll for her marksman and coordination. Alright, and she missed.
I'm going to unlock the door so the others can come in. And we all got to figure out what we're going to do with these Daleks.
And that is when... Is the sound of being lost that I'm wanting to hear?
Oh, that went off as soon as she fell down on the floor.
When you went to hunt that aunt and said, Doctor... What kind of threat is she? Does she need to be, well, you don't usually allow me in that much, should I?
What did you say?
When you went to ask the board doctor to say, Doctor, how much of a threat is this moron? Do you need me to do anything to protect you? Like, I have my dagger if she wakes that up.
Oh. Yes, my doctor's like, she's a great threat. She is a Time Lord like myself.
She's one of your people? One of your tribe?
But don't use Jane's Thorn on her.
Don't use what on them?
Jane's Thorn?
Yeah. The thing is that Leela always tries to use those poison... Darts, whatever.
Just all those darts that you use.
When you wanted to say, I wasn't you that last time I tried, gave me a lecture for 2 hours.
Fourth Doctor bends down towards K9. So what do you think we should do about these Daleks?
Gamma wave.
Fourth Doctor smiles. Gamma wave.
We have a really big satellite like this.
Now I was going to say, I am not like another Dalek. I don't want to be a Dalek. If you have a way for me to get a Dalek body, I will assist you in bringing up the other Daleks. If you can help me, I can't tolerate the pain of me in the shell. It hurts. That's when the first Dalek. Well, besides the one Peter Capaldi dealt with.
The Dalek was asking if it could help in any way?
Yeah, it says it amplified the signal towards the Daleks, and he said, I know Dalek frequencies. I can make sure it works. But do you want it to be lethal, or do you want it to repel them back away? Either way, it works.
Fourth Doctor looks around and he's like, you know what, I'm starting to like you. We need to give you a name. Do you have a name?
I do not remember my name. All I know was that I was a female Haywood before Zavro's experiments on me and forced me into the shell.
We'll call you Chippy for it right now. Okay. I think that sounds like a good name.
Chippy?
Chippy. Yes, I think that would be good.
I like that name.
Alright, well, what we need to do, Chippy, is we need to direct the frequencies through you, and if we can coordinate the gamma wave with give them like some sort of scientific mumbo-jumbo thing. And,
you want to reverse the polarity of the gamma flow so it doesn't lethally kill them, but it will lure them away?
Exactly.
I can assist in that, but I will need help.
Alright.
We can assist with that.
You? You are all a good dog.
And there's just going to be like a chorus of affirmatives.
Close enough.
Yeah, no.
Close enough.
And now we should put his headset down and look at her reaction and said, do you believe me now?
My doctor looks at you and is like, I think I do, Chippy. I think I do.
I don't believe that there are other Daleks like me. I don't want to be one. It's to say, I want to be better. I want to learn and evolve. Perhaps that what some was a lesson and made me bloom past my hatred. And so you're in the head trying to use the meme, Finn?
What did you say?
You're in the head trying to use the meme?
Yeah.
Alright. I'm gonna make it so she's making it simple. Only I'm gonna have one pin die and then Zalet roll. Let's see how it goes.
Okay.
I'm not gonna make everything die pro and spawn. It's a universal roll this time.
Universal.
I'm sorry
to say, but I'm pretty sure this one
is technology and can do it. I'm just gonna say that this time I'm gonna have it be Science and Coronation and trying to aim at the Daleks. Use the science.
Okay. That's it. That's two, so I've got eight.
And what the radiation will do in this eight, format, if it works, is it will pretty much damage the Daleks to the point where they have no choice but to retreat. That's pretty much
cool.
It will severely damage all their systems and their shells to the point where they have to retreat and then we lose the fight. It makes the impending ships from Earth and the Ice Warriors.
Sounds good.
K-9 got a 15.
You're gonna need to have at least one more story point than you should have done. That is not easy to do.
Take them all.
You really want to take them all and have something crazier happen?
Take them all, then!
Yes, I will sacrifice all of them. Make it insane.
Alright, when you use all your story points, but now it's helping you, the meme it was like widespread across the entire Gallic fleet, and you and anyone's able to pay attention to like the communication, and anyone's paying attention to communication relays or anything, there's a lot of panic in Dallas, and they're all one by one in the hell out of here, and help them end up. Mean that Drift on them was the West 8, but most of them were West 8. But the ones that two ships that were at Drift are practically dead in the water.
Somebody's gonna need a space tow truck.
I'm sure the ice warriors will pull them up, so don't worry.
You're like a big giant magnet under the scrap.
Oh, you just might pull them away from Earth. And then Marius is come over to Knight, pet him, and say, you are a good dog.
Affirmative.
But not sure, he's one of the doctors and say, can we start meeting in the right order? I remember Sansa says in a smile, oh, when it comes to the doctor, there is no right order.
The others are also panicking on the good boy.
Right? I remember Sansa at the fourth doctor, oh, a doctor. Orbs of white paradoxes. I hope you would show what your showing babies I gave you. Not like you would forget anything, would you? Huff, huff. And then she's gonna wait at the fourth doctor. Well, showing babies should forget is well, he would forget is his mean verbal style at that time.
Is the Ronnie still knocked out? As the fourth doctor, I go, Leela, would you, be so kind to take our, sleepy friend over there back into the TARDIS?
Which TARDIS?
The one in the one in the professor's office.
Oh, yours? Okay. And then she's right the woman. She's not even in that pit properly. She's just right in front of the floor over there.
Yeah, she's Ronnie. She'll be fine.
Yeah.
He walks over to my doctor and the group. He's like, well, I'd like to say that it was fun seeing you all, but it really wasn't a lot of fun at all. He's like a, I'll take care of our friend the Ronnie here. I think I'll make a little stop over on Shada. Put her away for a while.
River's gonna say, ah, the prison planet. That might not be a bad idea. And River's also gonna heard her say, I think I want to survive with you. She's for a little bit. And that's all right? Sweetie? And
And he says, sounds good to me.
And then that's when River Ashwick kisses the doctor.
That's what she what?
River is your what hiss on the lip.
He's like, whip.
Oh, spoiler, but you forget she sent the support doctor. You know, tell me why we set you always forget.
And the fourth doctor's like, come along, canine, River, let's go.
And then Marius is gonna say, so doctor, what do you meet me for the first time? He says to the fourth doctor and say, that way I pretend not to know you. He was in the gate, so I pretend not to know you. That might be hilarious.
I look like that. I look like that when we first meet.
He used to say, okay, whenever I see him, I'm going to pretend I don't know him. And then Marius is going to say, oh, hey, guys, I have a little reward for you. for both of you, actually. And he's going to pretty much give him a metallic dark mode to play with.
Thank you, Master.
You are it, boys.
Most of the time.
Affirmative.
Guess we head back to the TARDIS.
Well, remember something what that what it not sure saying, well, let's see what's out there. Like you and I have a lot of catching up to you.
I'm not.
And she's gonna also whisper in the doctor, her doctor, and say, oh, and I hope this helps you with it. Now let's race back. It's there. Maybe one day we'll get there a long way around and you want to show me.
Does she say that to my doctor?
Yeah, your doctor. Whispers it in the ear.
Alright. Let's everybody go.
Sounds good. And everyone walks into their TARDIS and sails off into infinity and beyond. And that is where I think we should end it. Unless anyone wants to say something first.
Unless they fly into another storm and then everything goes. Bye bye.
He probably should forget it in that session.
That was pretty good.
Psychic.
Alright, I'm gonna go ahead and then. Oh, hey everybody, I hope you enjoy our anniversary special. What the raw meat means, pain in the ass. Bye!